Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my office at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, close to Branson, Missouri. I'm going to speak to you this week, kind of just talk about some things in preparation really for what I'm doing right now this week live, even as we speak. And then what I want to be teaching you next week on the radio broadcast. You know that I'm making these radio broadcasts just as close to live as possible because, dear friends, we're in the last days. And I'm kind of sometimes I'll say, how many of you in this room, you know, if I'm preaching at a meeting, are preachers? They'll all raise their hands. There's usually quite a few of them there. Sometimes it's a minister's conference. Then I'll say, how many of you are in times or last days preachers? Oh, maybe two hands go up. And I say, you should all raise your hands because you're all preachers and it is the last days. And the things that are happening all around us are so spiritual. And so I'm endeavoring to make this radio broadcast as alive as I can. I make it like at the end of 1 week and then we have it ready to go to you the next Monday. And right now, as you listen to this Monday broadcast, I am in Osage Beach, Missouri. And I am teaching there a seminar entitled The Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church. It's an eschatology school. Eschatology means study of things in the last days. I have these eschatology schools from time to time, and we've had one, we had a great one on the book of Ezekiel. Ooh, we're trying to get the rights from some of the people whose books we used, and as soon as we do, we'll make that one available. But I thought about doing it on the book of Daniel, but every time I would pray about it, it would come up this in my heart, the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. Now, and so I called Pastor, it's our meeting that we're having, but I called the pastor whose church is letting us use, and Dr. Allison said, oh, that witnesses with my spirit, because folks, it is time for the glorious church. Now, if you know me very well, you know that my life was changed dramatically in the 70s. When I listened to a tape, I was at that time editor for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and I was listening to a tape that he taught that day on marriage and divorce to the Rhema students, since they have made it into a book, and it's a marvelous book that you should have from Kenneth E. Hagin on marriage and divorce. And in that book, he teaches you how to rightly divide the words, because the word of God, because people get mixed up on what Jesus said to the Jews in Matthew concerning divorce and what Paul wrote to the Christians in 1 Corinthians 7. And Brother Hagin explained that they were both right, even though they seemed to conflict, but they were speaking to two different peoples and they were speaking with two different sets of covenant. And so, when he taught that day, and I listened to him in my kitchen in Collinsville, Oklahoma, he taught on rightly dividing the word, and he said that a word, any scripture, might be addressed to any one of the three groups of peoples that the Bible recognizes. And he used there for his scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:32, give no one offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. The Jews is one group of people. The Gentiles means the nations. And then, of course, we have the church of God, the ecclesia of God. The Jews, the nations, and the church. And so to rightly divide the scriptures, you need to go to the top of a chapter or a book and see to whom it is addressed. That day that I listened to him, I heard a voice. And it sounded like a male voice, and it said, if you will remember that verse of scripture, you will keep your end time doctrine straight. And so, in obeying Jesus, and Jesus said this, if you hear pages turning, it's my Bible. I hope you have yours there. Luke, if not, write these down. In Luke 21, they asked Jesus for a sign of his coming. And he said, watch the fig tree and all the trees. When they now, this is verse 30, when they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. The fig tree here is Israel. You can look up Joel 1 and 7 and see that it's called the fig tree. Then you can look up, if that's a nation, then the other trees, Jesus said, watch the other trees, they are the nations of Bible prophecy. These are the ancient nations. These are the nations that the prophets said long ago where they would be in the last days. They were in existence in Old Testament times. They're in existence in New Testament times. And then we are told in prophetic scriptures where they will be in the last days. And Jesus said, you watch them. So sometimes you've noticed that we call this radio program the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I knew from that time that God was going to show me, Jesus was going to show me about the Jews coming into their place in the last days, about the nations coming into their place. And once I was asking the Lord, what am I? Am I apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher? And he told me to go to Acts 26, verse 16. And it was when Jesus was talking, Paul was on the road to Damascus. He heard a voice speaking unto him in the Hebrew tongue, Shaul, Shaul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Yeshua, whom you persecute. But rise, he would have used the word kum, stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of these things which you have seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto you. Now the Lord said to me, I am making you a witness. I am going to take you, I'm going to put you close to the Jews. So close they can know your love and see your power. He's done it, folks. He's taken me to Israel and placed me in close proximity with the very prime minister of Israel. It's amazing what has happened. But as I witness things there, then I'm supposed to come back and tell you. As I go to France and I go to Europe and I watch the European Union, I'm supposed to come back and tell you about it. And so we call this the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And I say that my ministry is three-pronged because sometimes I'm watching the Jews, sometimes I'm watching the nations, and then usually always telling it to the church. But when I got ready to have the eschatology seminar, which we're having this very week, and we invite you to come if you can, come on up to Osage Beach and join us. We'll be having morning sessions and night sessions. And it is an eschatology school. So we're going to take that book of Ephesians and show you prophetically what it means. Oh, glory to God. It's called the Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church. Hallelujah. So we're at Walk on the Water Faith Church. You can call us here at our office, 417-336-4877, and find out how to get there, Osage Beach, Missouri. But the Jews, the nations, and the church, we're going to be looking all this week, and I'm saying this week because I'm there right now while you're listening to this radio broadcast. I'm actually finishing up the morning session at Osage Beach. Now, we're going to talk about the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. Oh, we'll be lifting up every verse. We'll be looking inside it. We'll be seeing from the Old Testament. We're going to look for the glory. Because what God has pointed my attention to right now is the church, the glorious church, and what must happen in her before Jesus comes. You know, we offered you that book. They told me their stories about what happened at Azusa Street. We are going to have everything they had in the book of Acts at the first rain outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have everything they had in Azusa, the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to have everything together, the former and the latter rain together. And the book of Ephesians is the one that particularly is filled with God's purpose for the church from now until, he says, there will be glory in the church in all the ages to come. There are ages and ages and ages and ages and ages and ages to come. And there's going to be a group That is the ecclesia, the church. You and I are in it. You know, Rick Renner, he's our Greek scholar. So every time I see him, I say, Rick, there's a word I want you to explain to me. And he said, okay, what is it? Every time I'm asking him the same word. And it is the Greek word for church, which is ekklesia. So the last time he told me, I think I got it. And he said, you're going to love this word, Billy. He said, in the days of the Greeks, when they had the large city-states and large districts and areas, they chose a representative out of each of them. And that representative out of each of them came together and made up an ekklesia, a governing body. And he said, you will like that for the church. Well, folks, that's what we are. The Jews are God's separated nation. They are his heritage, his portion out of the nations. But the church, we are made up out of all the kindreds, all the tribes, all the tongues. We come from this nation and that tribe and that kindred. And we are his portion from out of all of them. And we come together and make up the ecclesia. I really don't particularly love that word church. Now, don't write me letters. I love the church. I think it's marvelous. But I love the word ecclesia. That's why the Assemblies of God chose the name Assembly. You see, they chose the people out of each of the sections and they made an assembly. We are from every kindred, every tongue, and we make up an assembled body of Christ. He is the head. And so next week, I'm going to be teaching you on the radio program what I'm teaching actually this week in that seminar. And this week, we're going to do kind of a prologue moving into it. I'm offering two books this week. In fact, I'm going to be reading from these books and use them for my study guides. One of them is my own book, The Blood and the Glory. It normally sells for $13. We offer it for $10. Then we're offering Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. That normally sells for $10. We're offering it for $8. And so for $18, you can get a $23 value. Now, this is only a radio offer. So you have to say, I am in the radio listening audience. You can be listening online. We do put this on our webpage. But you have to say, I heard it by the radio offer. Call us at 1-417-336-4877. That's 1-417-336-4877. Asking for The Blood and the Glory and The Triumphant Church. This is Billy Brim. You can write if you want to. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. And remember, the cost for both books is $18 plus shipping. This is Billy Brim inviting you to be with us in Osage Beach if you can. And if not, inviting you to be with us every single day. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.